This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight Now, we bring you a discussion on enhancing capabilities of accurate weather forecast in India. The participants are Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, Director General, Indian Meteorological Department, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor.
In today's topic, we will be discussing about the World Meteorological Day, 22nd of March, and the theme at the front line of climate action. So judging by the importance of weather forecasting today, how important is the World Meteorological Day on the 22nd of March, and how important is the theme at the front line of climate action?
World Meteorological Organization was established in 1873, and at that time it was named as International Meteorological Organization, IMO, and India Meteorological Department was established in 1875. So therefore, if you compare the activities globally with respect to the science of meteorology, India Meteorological Department has been always a part and parcel of the global policy, planning, strategy, and the vision for the growth of the science of meteorology. Second point is that the science of meteorology is such a science which is directly related with the society. Perhaps there is no such socio-economic sector left out in the world today where weather and climate information are not utilized. And with the improvement in socio-economic conditions, the demand for weather and climate information are also increasing in a multiplied manner. So therefore, it is a challenge for the national meteorological and hydrological agencies to provide the weather and climate information in a way which is more accurate, which is delivered in such a way that it is easily used and easily accessible and available to the general public, disaster managers and various stakeholders. I am happy to inform you that globally there has been a sustainable enhanced growth in the weather and climate services. And if I compare the service provided by India Meteorological Department with the various leading centers in the world, IMD is second to none in respect of the service delivery, in respect of the accuracy of the forecasts provided, in respect of the utilization of the weather and climate information in various socio-economic sectors. This day is celebrated globally to commemorate the establishment on 23rd March and also to popularize the weather and climate services among the various stakeholders, disaster managers, and general public so that they can utilize this weather and climate information to minimize the loss of lives and properties and also to maximize the utility of these informations to improve the socio-economic conditions of the society.
Dr. Mohapatra, the average person understands weather forecasting with the IMD balloons, which gather information from an altitude or from a orbiting satellite, which has been put into space by ISRO. Could you tell us how weather forecasting, temperature, and air quality index information is accurately gathered by IMD for the benefit of the average person in India?
Weather has no boundary. It is a transboundary phenomena. Any disturbance occurring, say, in Africa can have the impact in Asia, or any disturbance affecting in Asia can have the impact in Africa. And this fact was understood globally by the meteorologists long back. And accordingly, people decided that in a fixed time of interval, we should take the observations, meteorological observations. And accordingly, every 3 hour observation started, and this is called a synoptic hour, and the meteorology, then it was called a synoptic meteorology, that is simultaneous observation-based weather monitoring and forecasting. And gradually, people would understand that if we want to have the better information, then we should collect information not only from land surface, but also from the sea surface, and also from the upper atmosphere. So therefore, the ships flying in the sea areas are also asked to take the meteorological observations. And for the upper atmosphere, people started using the balloons. The balloons were released initially, followed by the theodolites. Depending upon the movement of the balloons and wind speed, wind direction was decided. Then afterwards, people thought that we can send the sensors, like the thermistor for temperature, hygrometer for humidity, barosuit for pressure, etc. And gradually, theodolite has been replaced by the GPS. So that accurate position of the balloon can be found out and also accurate value of various sensors can be received through a telemetry system dispatched along with the balloon. So by that way, we collect the information with the help of balloons of a height of about 30 kilometers twice a day. So these informations and the information collected from the surface are gathered at a particular place where it is analyzed to find out the correct status of the atmosphere. Major breakthrough came in 1960s when meteorological satellite was launched, and in India in 1982-83 when Indian National Satellite was launched. which provided every half an hour the image of the clouds over the different parts of the globe. So by that way, entire global monitoring could be possible with the help of the satellite. Similarly, in 1950s, we started utilizing the radar. We started initially analog radars. In 1970s, we came up with the radar for entire coast so that cyclones can be detected. And now we have a Doppler wave radar starting with 2002. We have now 39 Doppler wave radars across the country, which is covering 84% of the area. So by that way, we have got all the modern tools and technologies, apart from the departmental observatories in different places, say 556 observatories, automated weather stations at around 1,200 places, automated rain gauges at around 1,300 places, and rain gauges is being monitored about 6,000 places every day to find out what is the rainfall across the country. All these observations, along with other sophisticated instruments like wind profiler, microwave radiometers, are utilized to continuously monitor the weather and identify the weather systems. Once that is done, all these informations are digitized and analyzed with the help of a high-performance computing system to solve the mathematical equations, or you can say to solve the models. And the models are utilized to provide the forecast in the very short range called as nowcast for next few hours, then short to medium range forecast up to 7 days, then extended range forecast up to 4 weeks, and seasonal forecast or monthly forecast for next month or the next season. You'll be happy to know that this is seamless weather forecasting system which is being provided by IMD in cooperation with other sister organizations in Ministry of Earth Sciences to provide at location level or city level, town level, block level, district level, and also meteorological subdivision level and country as a whole. The forecast accuracy as a result of these improvement in observation systems and modeling systems have been about 30% to 40% in recent 5 years compared to previous 5 years. Due to improvement in forecast accuracy, the disaster managers and public and stakeholders have increased confidence over IMD's forecast, and hence there is more demand, and we are trying to provide all information. In this direction, recently, on 15 January, we have introduced Harar Mausam, Harghar Mausam. That means anywhere you click in our mobile app or website, you will get a forecast. The forecast for next 7 days. Hourly forecast up to 24 hours. Then every 3 hourly forecast up to 7 days. So you can write the name of the place or you can write the pin code of your area. And if you do not know anything, you just click on the website or the mobile app, you will get the information. Also, we introduced the impact-based forecast. Simply, we do not say what the weather will be tomorrow, but also we say what the weather will do tomorrow, what impact will there be, and what action to be taken. This has been possible because of the coordination and collaboration with various state governments and National Adjustment Authority. So by that way, for each and every severe weather, we are providing forecast and warning in a color-coded format, and also indicating in the textual form what are the expected damages and what action to be taken by the various stakeholders. So to communicate to the people, we have come up a long way. Starting with the telegram, if you remember, on a long years back, now we have introduced the common alert protocol. And also we've introduced the wave GIS system. Anyone can go in the website, they can find out their area, what is the weather in the past, and what is the forecast weather, they can find out. Common alert protocol has been introduced with National Disaster Authority and India Meteorological Department, other agencies, where in local language, when we identify an area where lightning is expected, or thunderstorm is expected, or cyclone is expected, or heavy rain is expected, that area, the information will be generated, and information will be communicated to all the mobile holders in that area, in the local language, so that people can take action. And this is also, again, a collaborative approach, where a Department of Telecommunication, National Disaster Authority, India Meteorological Department, and concerned state governments are working together. So by that way, with respect to each and every component, be it the observation systems or the modeling system or the forecasting system, communication system and dissemination system, there has been a huge gain in the country and which is helping to minimize the loss of lives. As you have seen, the loss of lives is minimized in cyclones and heat waves and also heavy rainfall events. So there is still scope to minimize the loss of property for which we have to work together for the impact-based forecast and risk-based warning, which have started for last 5 years.
Dr. Mohapatra, you're referring to the specialized forecast which is mentioned on the IMD website regarding thunderstorms, the weather in the mountains, flash floods and cyclones. Just coming back to the accuracy of the information that you are providing to the consumers of this information, could you tell us something about the instrumentation that is actually used to deliver this accurate forecast for the next 24 hours or if it's a live forecast or for the next 7 days? Could you tell us the nature of the instrumentation and any software that's being used so that the modeling that you carry out is as accurate as possible?
weather forecasting is an initial value problem. That means if you can find out what is the initial status of ocean and atmosphere or land correctly, then you can predict correctly. So therefore, globally people try their best to maximize the observational systems or the instrumentations. Here in India also, we have maximized our instrumental systems through automated weather stations, automated rain gauges, wind profilers, microwave radio meters, Doppler weather radars, and satellites. We've got 2 satellites at present. We've got 39 Doppler weather radars in the country, and more than 1,000 automated weather stations and 6,000 rain gauge stations to find out the rainfall distributions. At the same time, the physical processes also needs to be understood. So various process studies are carried out, which results in improving the numerical weather prediction models. You'll be happy to know that with the help of the high performance computing system in Ministry of Earth Sciences, we've got a facility of about 10 petaflop power. That means 10 into 10 to the power 15 floating point operations per second. That means in 1 second, you can carry out 10 into 10 to the power 15 mathematical operations. So with this type of computing system, we are able to generate forecast for next 7 days by 9:30 a.m. based on the information collected on the observations at 5:30 a.m. So within 4 hours, which is not possible earlier. Not only that, we have got the seamless forecasting system for everything, starting from a few hours to a season. And for this purpose, you have to go for the various types of modeling technique. The modeling technique has been developed with the help of the IATM, National Center for Meteorology and Weather Forecasting, in QS Hyderabad. And we have got specific models for specific purposes also. For example, you told about air quality. We have got air quality modeling for Delhi especially, and also for all India. We have got 2 to 3 different types of models. Similar for cyclone-specific forecasting, also we have come up with the models. For similar for fog forecasting, we have got specific models. For thunderstorm, we have got the specific models. So with this specific model development, with the understanding of physical processes, we have been able to improve our understanding, also to improve the forecast. As I told you, there has been 30 to 40% improvement in the forecast accuracy. About 7 models are run every day during morning and evening. Some models are run 4 times a day every 6 hours so that we can have the timely information from the models. So simple model output does not work. So what we have gone for, we have developed many softwares which helps in processing the data from the models. One of such examples is the multimodal ensemble. The multimodal ensemble helps to develop a consensus forecast out of the various forecasts generated from different individual models. And we have seen that multimodal ensemble forecast is better than any individual model by about 10 to 15% forecast accuracy. It is not a case of only India. Globally also people go for multimodal ensemble forecasting, and IMD has adopted that. Another instrumentation you can say, or the tool and technique which has been indigenously developed by India, is the decision support system. In 2023, India Meteorological Department has come up with indigenously developed decision support system where we can compare, compare, analyze various types of meteorological observations and also the forecast from various types of models and take a decision. We have developed 2 types of decision support system. One is the decision support system for the forecasters. Another one is the decision support system for the general public and stakeholders. General public and stakeholders can approach this decision support system through our website. They can find out what is the forecast, what is the impact expected over different types of socioeconomic aspects. Accordingly, they can take their own actions. Not only that, you can find out what is the impact on human health, what is the impact on agriculture, etc. in that particular area. So that will help the general public and the stakeholders to take appropriate action so that they can minimize the losses to the property and, of course, the loss of lives.
Well, Dr. Mahapatra, thank you so much for that detailed explanation of how weather forecasting techniques and the accuracy of it actually benefits the consumer of the information, and it is beneficial across sectors, including agriculture and for those who are living near coastal areas. Thank you so much, Dr. Mahapatra.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on enhancing capabilities of accurate weather forecast in India. The participants were Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra, Director General, Indian Meteorological Department, and Arjun Chaudhary, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.